Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pope Francis on Wednesday in unscripted comments told parents of children with different sexual orientations they should not condemn them, but offer them support.
Che si rivolgono allo stesso padre in la preghiera che ci fa fratelli.
He also addressed world leaders to find a peaceful resolution to the tensions at the Russian-Ukraine border. The vice president is in Honduras. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Honduras today and will return to the United States later this evening. She's there to attend the inauguration of Socialist President-elect Xiomara Castro. While there to congratulate, she reports she will be working to address the root causes of migration to the United States. State Department spokesperson Ned Price announced the United States will make sure the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project between Russia and Germany won't go ahead if Russian troops invade Ukraine. Germany's ambassador to the United States appeared to support Price's comment. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The Biden vaccine mandate is set to be softly enforced.
The COVID-19 mandate will start in the states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said it won't immediately resort to penalties for health facilities that have a plan to try to achieve full compliance by their staff. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal judge ordered Oath Keeper leader Stuart Rhodes to remain in jail until trial on charges stemming from the Capitol Riot. Judge Kimberly Priest Johnson said Rhodes had access to weapons and his alleged continued advocacy for violence against the federal government gave credence to prosecutors' view that if released, Rhodes could endanger others. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When Bill Scott was sworn in as San Francisco's new police chief in January of 2017, he vowed to build trust both within the department and outside of it. With the rise in crime in the Golden City, Chief Scott addresses the media Wednesday.
Statistics are what's reported to us, and we all understand that sometimes what translates on the statistics may not be your experience. Aside from homicide, I think traditionally in policing, crimes go unreported. You know, homicide is probably the purest statistic that we have because it's really, really hard not to have a homicide reported or murder reported. But short of that, everything else, we know that there are crimes that we don't get because they're not reported. From shootings to robberies to burglaries, you name it, some crimes don't get reported. And I want to put that into some context because when we talk about our statistics, we're talking about what's reported to us. And we understand that for some people that may not be their experience, that might not be what they're seeing, they may be a victim, may not have reported it, or things in their particular, from their worldview or their point of view, might not be consistent with what we put up. This is merely what we report. And I think it's important that we understand and put into context what statistics are. as Mayor Breed said, we know there's a lot of work that we need to do. We also know that there is a lot of good work that's been done.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and as JFK said, we do it because it's hard. And because, you know, what choice do we have here? Are we going to turn over a chaotic government and world to the next generation and say, hey,
call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and as JFK said, we do it because it's hard. And because, you know, what choice do we have here? Are we going to turn over a chaotic government and world to the next generation and say, hey, that's our contribution, unlike what our parents turned over to us? We know that there is a better way. And thank you for joining in on The Good Fight. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And my good friend, Dr. Jim Dennison, who I've missed dearly, he's been very involved in writing a new book that you need to get your hands on right away. It is called The Coming Tsunami, Why Christians Are Labeled Intolerant, Irrelevant, Oppressive, and Dangerous, and How We Can Turn the Tide. Yes, we can turn the tide. Jim Dennison, always good to have you with us, my brother. I've missed you. Good to have you with us.
Bill, I am delighted to be back with you today. I'm grinning right now, my friend. So honored to be on with you today. Thanks for the privilege of doing this together.
Well, Dr. Dennison is a cultural scholar, pastor, and author who helps people respond biblically and redemptively to the vital issues of our day. Do we ever need this, huh? He's also the co-founder and chief vision officer of the Dennison Forum, a Dallas-based nonprofit that comments on current issues through a biblical lens. Because we got to know what the standard is. You know, Jim, I've been saying for quite a while, we need to return to first principles. And we've lost sight of that. And as people are moving more and more and realizing, first of all, what are first principles? What are the most important things that we would focus on to realize? I mean, we know right now the way we're living, it's not fun. Something's off here. So, okay, so what does, you know, being on the right track, what does it look like and what do we have to do to get there?
Boy, that's the question, Bill. Yeah, as always, you're right at the foundational issue here. So let's go back to the founders. Well, let's go back to Thomas Jefferson, who said we hold these truths to be inviolate and essentially given to us, you know, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Let's talk about John Adams, who said our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people and is wholly unsuited to the governance of any other. From the very beginning, our founders understood that democracy requires morality, and morality, quite frankly, requires a relationship with God that empowers me to be able to be to you what I need to be to you, to love my neighbor as myself, to love as I wish to be loved. All of that, Bill, requires a relationship with God that makes morality work, that makes democracy work. That's what our country's built on, and that's what we have to get back to.
These are the first principles, and really for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, a little Salem moment here, you know, to ponder on that, to think, you know, we hear that, and I don't want you just to think, oh, these are just another words. I mean, these are absolutely critical foundational building blocks that must be there. You question, you say, how did we get where we are right now? Well, those founding principles, those first principles, we have violated, and we need to see and understand that if we're going to get back on track to begin with, right?
Exactly right. So a few years ago, Bill, we started seeing some cracks in the ceiling of our house in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Well, you could treat those cracks if you want. You could stucco over with them. You could kind of paint over them, tape over them, whatever. The cracks are only going to get wider because they were caused by the foundation we couldn't see, a foundation underground that was shifting as the ground shifted. And until we went back and dug down there and put in new piers and beams and fixed the foundation, we were never going to fix the cracks. We were just going to be chasing cracks after cracks. At the end of the day, the cracks could get so wide that the plumbing could be affected, the electrical could be affected, ultimately the house could be affected if we didn't get back and fix the foundation. So if you're seeing cracks in the ceiling, look for the foundation. And that's where we are now. We've got to get back to the foundation, which is what you're describing today.
Well, you know, and I was thinking before, and knowing that we were going to be talking this morning, and I was again reminded that our culture is downstream, or actually I should say our politics is downstream our culture. That being the case, and I hear a lot of people angry with our politics right now, and I'm saying, well, that's good. That's good that you're angry with the politics, but understand that we're the ones that are contributing to the political insanity that we're so angry about, are we not?
Exactly right. Richard John Neuhaus has made that point for years, that politics is downstream from culture and culture is downstream from religion. Frank Wolf, who's the retired congressman from Virginia and a dear friend of mine, has been saying this for years, that if the pulpits are wrong, the people can't be right. If the churches, if the believers aren't connected to Jesus, if we're not aligned with biblical values and truths, how can we give what we don't have? How can we leave where we're not willing to go? Remember the famous text, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We want to see the land healed. We want to see the political rift bridge, but it starts at the foundation.
We want to see people whole again. I mean, we're fractured, and this is grieving the Father. And I know, you know, and I mentioned this to several other pastors I've been speaking with over the past year or so, Jim, and that is that we hear 2 Chronicles 7:13, and oh, you know, and even as you started out, if my people who are called by me, people tune out, oh, I've heard that before. No, well, you may have heard it before, but like the Shema, we need to repeat it continuously every day and be reminded that this is God's wholesome prescription to the answers that we're looking for, is it not?
It's absolutely true. There's a story, Bill, that I remember hearing years ago. This new pastor shows up at the church. It's his first Sunday, preaches this wonderful sermon. Everybody's thrilled and so impressed. Second week, he preaches exactly the same sermon. Third week, exactly the same sermon. By the fourth week, when he preaches the same sermon, the deacons came to him and he said, why are you preaching the same sermon? We want to hear a different sermon. He said, until you start believing and doing what I'm preaching now, I'm not going to change my sermon. I'm not going to preach a second sermon until you obey the first sermon. And so this truth of Scripture is still in God's Word, as God's abiding truth for us, because we still need to hear it. We still need to follow it. It's still the case that if I'm not connected to God, I can't be well related to you. That democracy requires morality, which requires God. And that's at the end of the day what we have to hear and then internalize. It's got to start with me. Gypsy Smith, the great revivalist, was asked how revival starts. He says, take a piece of chalk, draw a circle around yourself, get on your knees, pray till everything inside that circle is right with God, and revival will be upon us. Starts with me.
Go be a revival of one. I mean, what power? What power in one?
can be when someone has come to God. We have yet to, you know, we've seen it at times, but yet in this modern era, we've yet to see it, and God invites us to do that. I mean, can you imagine? God Almighty wants us to do this. I mean, it's incomprehensible to think of the benefits and the love that God has for us to want us to, you know, to return to Him.
It's absolutely true, Bill. This may sound patronizing, but I'm so honored to be back with you today, to get to do this with you. I don't take that for granted. Imagine that the God of the universe wants a personal intimacy with me and with you.
Yes.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
God, we believe. God, we believe.
about CeCe Winans' voice and this lyric. I mean, it grabs my very soul, you know, to hear her sing. And to remind us, you know, this is praises to God that we believe. We believe in God, that God is the answer. It's not Dr. Fauci. It's not a president of the United States by no means. It's not the ruling elite, but God Almighty himself, who is fully in control. Now, his latest book, or I should say his brand new book, The Coming Tsunami, from Dr. Jim Dennison, is just released. Why Christians are labeled intolerant, irrelevant, oppressive, and dangerous, and how we can turn the tide. That's the good news. By God's grace and mercy, that tide can be turned, because this is God's plan. It's not our plan. It's not Jim's plan. This is God's plan. And that's what is happening right now, Dr. Dennison, is that God's calling us to align with him, to come in agreement with his kingdom purposes and his will for a time such as this, is he not?
He absolutely is, and he's doing it around the world, Bill. That's the encouraging good news here.
Yes.
More Muslims have come to Christ in the last 15 years than the previous 15 centuries, many after seeing visions and dreams of Jesus, just as one example.
Yes.
I was in Bangladesh some years ago, Bill, and I met a woman. They introduced her to me, and then after she left, they told me her story. Sometime before that, her father had died. The next night, she had a vision, a dream of her father showing her the face of an American speaking in her village and saying he had a message for her. The next day, she found this American. He's actually a friend of mine from the Dallas area here. She went up to him and said, "What message do you have for me?" He didn't know what she was talking about. She said, told him the story about her dream. He shared the gospel. She came to faith in Christ. She ran home, got her son and daughter, brought them back. He shared the gospel. They came to faith in Christ. I met her in Bangladesh.
Mm.
In Egypt right now, so many people are seeing visions of Jesus in a white robe. The Christians are taking out billboards that are saying, "Have you seen the man in white? If so, call this number." And thousands are coming to Christ. Just one example of what God is doing in the world. I've been to Cuba 10 times. More than 1 million Cubans have come to Christ in the last 10 years. When I was in Beijing, I was told as many as 100,000 are coming to Christ every day in the underground church in China. God is on the move in the world. He's calling us to join that. The Bill, it boils down to this. In the Bible, God's a king. In our culture, God's a hobby.
Mm,
we separate Sunday and Monday, spiritual and secular. We make God a hobby, and we wonder why we're missing the blessing he can only give to those who make him their king.
Well, in your book, you talk about this shaking, these quakes, these earthquakes that are happening, which the Bible foretold, said, and we may not see them, you know, specifically as quakes, but, you know, we touched on the foundation and the shifting of the current cultural foundation, the cracks in the walls that are showing up. Address that, if you would, in relationship to your book that you've just released, The Coming Tsunami.
Yeah, thank you so much. So 80% of tsunamis in the world are caused by underwater earthquakes. You don't see the earthquake, but you see the tsunami as a result. For instance, there was an underwater earthquake 45 miles off the coast of Japan back in 2001. Didn't see the earthquake, but the tsunami killed 16,000 people, caused $235 billion in damage. So I'm alleging that there are four underwater earthquakes, two of which are more obvious than the others. The first is the denial of biblical truth. And we could go into this. It's a long story. But it basically says you have your truth, I have my truth. The Bible as biblical truth is now outdated. You can't force your beliefs on me. Leads to the second earthquake, a denial of biblical morality, the so-called sexual freedom movement, this idea of the sexual revolution we've been in since the 60s, which says biblical morality is intolerant. Leads to a third earthquake, which is critical theory. Critical race theory is one application, which says that Christians are oppressive by definition in Marxist terms. Leads to the fourth earthquake, which is a rise of a radical secular ideology, what's being called a replacement religion, which says that authenticity is the path to flourishing, and if you disagree, your religion is dangerous. We now know religion flies planes into buildings and causes 9/11s and clergy abuse scandals. And so there's a growing tsunami, Bill, unprecedented in American history, which says Christians are intolerant, outdated, oppressive, and dangerous. That's what the Equality Act is about. That's what so much of the culture is about. That's the tsunami of our day. But it's always too soon to give up on God.
Exactly. Always. And feeding into this narrative are these dangerous words like insurrection and domestic terrorists and all this. This is all feeding into this, isn't it?
Absolutely is. It's a way of demonizing the opposite. So some years ago, when we were starting our ministry, I was talking to a good friend of mine who had a lot of history in these spaces, and he asked, how will it be founded? I said, well, it'll be donor-based. He said, well, who's your enemy? I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, to raise funds, to get a vote, whatever, you do three things. First, you convince people they have an enemy. Second, convince them they can't defeat their enemy. Third, convince them you'll defeat their enemy if they'll give you money or vote for you or whatever. So what we're seeing right now is Christians being made the enemy, or conservatives being made the enemy, being demonized for political advantage and financial advantage. It's the exact same move again, where those that are conservative by nature are being called the enemies of society, the enemies of voting, the enemies of democracy. Demonizing the opposition for the sake of political expediency is a very old game, but that's what we're seeing again today.
Exactly. In the history of man, this is the same tune that's been played time and again. And Jesus warned us of this, didn't he? As people of faith.
Absolutely.
Look at, hey, get ready. It's not going to be, you know, unicorns and roses or rainbows, right?
If they persecuted me, they will persecute you, Jesus said. Not they might or they could, they will. I had a youth minister when I was in high school, Bill, who said, if you and the devil aren't running into each other, you're probably running with each other.
Yes. Wow.
We don't have to look for persecution. It will find us. A roaring lion seeking whom he may devour will look for us. If you're right with Jesus, you can't be right with those who are opposed to Jesus. It's really pretty simple.
And there's probably, you know, I think most people of faith say, I don't want to be persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the price you pay. And it's also, look at, God knows you don't want to be persecuted. You know, God only knows this. But this is why we need God, Jim, because in times like this, we're going to be put in tough situations. I think about every day I think about these people, and so many of them were, you know, basically innocent that participated in January 6th, what they're calling an insurrection, you know, going back to that enemy, you know, outline that you had addressed earlier. And many of them are being held in solitary confinement. And all they did was they came into the Capitol building, in many cases, by invitation from the Capitol Police. I mean, this thing smells to high heaven. It was rigged, and they're being persecuted, not for Jesus, but in a sense, you know, for the Constitution and their belief in the Constitution. And I believe they're being unfairly treated. And I also believe that God is well aware of this, and he is with them through this. Now, well, I'll tell you, I can only imagine what they must be going through, you know, being held in solitary confinement. You can't even, in America, to be held without any due process, to be kept on ice on purpose by the political leadership of our country is absolutely disgusting. But this is all, I believe, a portent of what's coming to people of faith. And it's okay to say to God, you know, I don't know if I can handle this, God.
In fact, it is. That really needs to be my position in this. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'll be faithful under persecution until I'm persecuted. The thing for me to do today is say, Lord, give me the strength when I need it. Give me the faith when I need it. I had a friend on our faculty at Southwestern Seminary when I taught philosophy there back in the day. He was terminally ill with cancer. When I came on the faculty, he was an older man on the faculty, but he never lost his joy, never lost his peace. And people asked, are you afraid to die? He said, I'll have dying grace for dying day.
Wow.
Oscar Thompson was his name, and his friends that were with him the day he died said that he told them, I have dying grace for dying day. God will give us what we need when we need it, if we'll pray, if we'll be open, if we'll be dependent on him. Self-sufficiency is spiritual suicide. But depending on the Holy Spirit, he will give us what we need to be faithful when we need to be faithful.
That's what Jesus did for us on the cross, and he punctuated it with his resurrection, that we would be conquerors of sin and death once and for all by his grace and by his blood. Jim Dennison, as always, my friend, thank you so much. Your book will be linked on our website.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pope Francis on Wednesday, in unscripted comments, told parents of children with different sexual orientations they should not condemn them, but offer them support.
Che si rivolgono allo stesso padre in una preghiera che ci fa fratelli.
He also addressed world leaders to find a peaceful resolution to the tensions at the Russian-Ukraine border. The vice president is in Honduras. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Honduras today and will return to the United States later this evening. She's there to attend the inauguration of socialist president-elect Xiomara Castro. While there to congratulate, she reports she will be working to address the root causes of migration to the United States. State Department spokesperson Ned Price announced the United States will make sure the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project between Russia and Germany won't go ahead if Russian troops invade Ukraine. Germany's ambassador to the United States appeared to support Price's comment. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, back with you. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Kevin McGarry is back with us to talk about, Black Lives Matter, the chapter. I mean, I'll tell you, I really appreciate the courage of Kevin McGarry and his organization. He is the president of Every Black Life Matters and chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California. And it does take courage to come out and speak against BLM. And Antifa and others that seem to have a bit of the bully pulpit in support of the media. But nobody is saying when they, you know, make ridiculous comments that are absolutely absurd and incredulous, you know, you can't say that because you get canceled or, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, you can't say anything, you know, about Black Lives Matter because, you know, they're on honored ground. Honored ground? Who gave them honored ground? I mean, on what basis? What credibility? You know, what is it that they have in terms of, you know, constructing anything of a positive nature that has contributed in a positive way to our culture? You know, if anything, they have disrupted things, and it's okay. I mean, we can handle the disruption, but it's difficult to handle it when there's no longer a free press and our First Amendment right is being squashed. Because it's deleterious to everybody involved. I dare say it's deleterious to Black Lives Matter, and it's deleterious to everybody else not associated that just wonders what the heck they're talking about. And, if you know, just to kind of bring some clarity to it, the BLM chapter is being slammed by police units over comments on slain officers. Kevin McGarry, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Mr. Bill, thank you for having me. It's such a privilege to be here again.
Well, honored to have you here, Kevin, because look at, like us, we're all on the same team, man. We're on Team America, you know, Team Freedom, you know, to elevate America, to continue that light on a shining hill, and we're all in 100% full stop. So let's talk, first of all, bring our audience up to date, what the BLM chapter had to say about, you know, about these slain officers.
Well, so you had a BLM chapter that actually went out. So these officers who unfortunately lost their lives in a line of duty. And let me just say this. Most of the officers over the past couple of years who have lost their lives in the line of duty were minority officers. They were black mm-hmm. and brown officers. First of all, let me just get that off the table. And BLM has the audacity to go out and actually berate these officers, all officers, saying that officers should not be honored as heroes, and you know, for putting their lives on the line and trying to protect the communities that actually call them in for help. I mean, even in the call that, that these officers made in New York a few days ago, it was a call. It was an African American home, a mother who was being domestically abused, as I understand it, and she called the police to ask for help. She was being abused by her son. And when the police got there, they realized that the son was in the back room and proceeded to try to go and talk down the son and get him out of the back room. And they got slaughtered mercilessly.
Yeah.
And BLM then, you know, berates these officers and their family and their whole legacy and all officers, really, by saying, look, you know, these cops shouldn't be honored in this way by as heroes. I mean, really?
And the other thing that was absurd.
Put your life on the line and go into these dangerous situations. I don't understand.
Exactly. And some of these, you know, certainly, you know, the people that are in these areas where all this violence is taking place, they get it. They think, you know, people are nuts talking about defunding police and creating these problems that is not adding anything to the solution whatsoever. If anything, it's exacerbating things, and you're elevating the criminal. Like, for example, when the statement, I can't remember exactly who said it, but they actually used the slain police officers in the same tweet and sentence as the perpetrator, as the one who killed the officers. You know, like, let's not forget, you know, him. Like, wait a minute. This guy is a criminal. Yes, he's a human being, and I can extend, you know, human dignity and saying, look, nobody's perfect here, but, you know, there's something beyond it, you know, to when you start trying to accommodate people that want to commit crimes and to this level. And the other thing that comes to mind, Kevin, and you know, tell me I'm wrong here, but, like, the mother didn't know that this, you know, that her son had a drum that had the capacity of holding 50 rounds. Maybe she didn't, you know, she's not that sophisticated, but she didn't know that her son had a gun to even give a heads up to the officers, like, hey, this guy could be armed.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, so I don't really, I wouldn't really blame the mother in that case. So a lot of times in these environments, you know, we don't, you know, mothers are kind of disconnected with what they're children may be doing in the back room, smoking, drinking, partying, you know, playing with guns, especially when they're older. You just don't know what goes on back there. And so she may not have known.
Well, do we not want to know, or we just don't want to know? I mean, it's like the parents that were, you know, that got indicted, you know, for their son that went ahead and killed all those kids in the high school. And you know, of course, they bought him a gun, you know, set all this stuff up. And, you know, this was kind of like, you know, this was new, you know, that the parents were going to be held accountable. And I'm saying this to all us parents,
Definitely.
Is that we need to be, you know, if somebody's in your house, and even though they're, you know, a grown adult, you have some responsibility here. And, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying that we need to, you know, we need to all be vigilant and raise our game here and really answer that question, because, You know, it's a dangerous world in which we live in. It's not like the times when you and I grew up, maybe, you know, in different areas. It was, much, much more peaceful. We didn't have crime to the level that we had. We didn't have, guns out in the street like we have, especially in places like New York, that they're, you know, look, it's taken them a couple of years to figure out that you can't take 600 plainclothes policemen off the streets whose number one job was to take the guns off the street and then think that somehow, you know, crime was going to dissipate. I mean, it was totally illogical, you know.
Right. No, I do think it's, it's a parent's obligation that as long as children are living under your roof, that you should understand what it is they're doing, what they have in their room. This was apparently an adult child. So,
yes.
The dynamics are a little bit different, but and a little bit hard to, contain in that way. I mean, the adults go in and out of the house all the time.
Right.
You can't, you just have no idea what they're bringing in out of the house, and they could be bringing in.
Well, it stands to reason this adult child probably bullied his mother. Obviously,
yeah,
there was
a
domestic call, right?
Yeah.
So, it wasn't roses and rainbows in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood there in that household. I get that. But I'm just saying that maybe, we should put the note out there to all parents that it's okay to be vigilant and keep an eye on, especially if you're going to call police to help you with a situation. At least give them a heads up, in all fairness. I mean, these guys go in, they don't know what they're running into, and this guy comes out of a bedroom and he's got 50 rounds of ammunition. Are you picking kidding me?
Oh, man, that was such an atrocious slaughtering, and apparently, even as the officers fell, he just kept shooting and shooting and shooting. I mean, he just basically tried to empty the entire, cartridge, all the rounds into them. And this guy was just, evil in that way. And my heart really goes out to the families, because apparently both officers, had succumbed. There was one that was alive up until yesterday, and even he had succumbed to his injuries. So it's very unfortunate.
Well, young officers with the future that all they want to do is serve the community. I mean, nobody deserves this kind of thing. And the deal is, see, this is what's happening. Kind of the bottom line of all this is our culture is... This is an outgrowth of our culture. I mean, we can't sit there and say, okay, hey, we have no responsibility to some, crazy kid that went off the rails here. But the problem is we're hearing more and more of these crazy kids going off the rails, hurting people, killing police, ambushing police, throwing people in front of, subway trains and on and on. I mean, the crime in our country is running amok. We've got more from Kevin McGarry after this.
You're a diabetic. We have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you. Don't lose hope, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this song is all about, and we want to encourage you, and we're grateful that Kevin McGarry is with us. I want to read this report from Fox News just to, you know, kind of wrap a bow around what we were talking earlier here. Police unions are slamming the Black Lives Matter chapter in Washington, D.C. after the group complained the cops who were shot in the line of duty are automatically treated as heroes. Shortly after a Metropolitan Police Department officer was shot in D.C.'s Petworth neighborhood on Sunday night, Black Lives Matter D.C. took the opportunity to promote its hashtag StopMPD campaign and warn against the spread of what they call copaganda. Okay, this is the point that we've been making for months. BLMDC tweeted on Sunday night, look at the reaction and coverage tonight. Tearjerker press conferences and proclamations of heroes coming soon. Imagine if people knew these folks' name. Being black in D.C. is more dangerous than any job. You know, again, they've made it real clear throughout their chapters, Kevin, that, you know, BLM is all about destruction. You know, we don't know what they want to construct, but we know what they want to do, and what they've been doing is destruct, right?
Absolutely. They, copaganda is just, you know, that's such a destructive, terrible, terrible way to characterize what happened to these officers and what continues to happen to these officers around the country. These people are soulless, they're heartless. They just have no compassion for these families that are hurting, as their loved ones have been slaughtered, you know, mercifully, unmercifully, at the hands of criminals. And BLM is just an organization that just doesn't, they don't care. As a matter of fact, I think they encourage more of this kind of mayhem and criminality against officers than discourage. And that doesn't help our communities. It you know, really, when you start talking about defunding police and reducing or eliminating bail and those types of things, it makes our communities more and more dangerous, especially for black and brown communities, which are supposed to be the communities that BLM and mm-hmm. and those folks are supposed to, you know, be, you know, supposedly the ones that are supposed to, you know, that they're supposed to be so adamant about standing up right. for. But yet, here we go. You know, they're actually encouraging the dismantling, if you will, of police unions, police officers, and law enforcement in these communities. And it's just terrible what we're seeing right now.
Well, you've been saying this for a long time, Kevin. This is why you founded Every Black Lives Matter, is to counter the big lie of Black Lives Matter. And so many people, I mean, it's amazing. You know, I talk to young kids, non-blacks, that support BLM because it's cool and, you know, that's where the surf is at right now and they're riding the wave and think it's popular. I mean, even churches. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've talked to priests, I've talked to, you know, pastors of churches. Go, do you even understand Black Lives Matter? But, you know, it's just that they're making this decision based on people of color. And forget about character. It's just color of skin. And they've bought into this faux narrative. Now, when I say that, I don't mean to broad brush it and say there's no basis whatsoever. Certainly, there's some basis. If there wasn't, like every lie, there's always a little bit of truth. So I'm not saying that it's all wrong, just the manner in which they're looking to solve the problem that they themselves haven't really even clearly defined. I mean, the difference between them and Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Jr. understood what the problem was. It was well defined. And his goal was to, okay, what can we do to reform the system in such a way that makes it better? This is a system we got, pretty good system, all things considered. And if we can get it working for people of color, imagine what that would do in changing their lives. I mean, he had a way of elevation through the current situation. And so there was a vision and a hope for the future. BLM, there's no hope, there's no vision for the future other than the destruction. Let's just blow it all up. And our kids have been so preconditioned by these theoretical professors and that have commandeered, you know, the halls of our educational systems and have, you know, been out there promoting a false narrative to these kids that they think, okay, well, that's the logical step. It's to hell in a handbasket, so let's just blow it all up. Let's just go along, you know, with this idea. But, you know, they haven't been trained enough and exercised enough to exercise critical thinking to consider, well, what does that mean? It's like Barack Obama. He comes on the scene looking all good, got all kinds of charm, and says, hey, we're in for the fundamental transformation of the country. Well, what the heck does that mean? But everybody applauded. They were all up and down, excited about the first black president. Well, they had no idea this guy was a Trojan horse leading us down the road of communism and socialism. And so now here we got it and we're living with it. Well, what do you think was the runway to what we have right now? This was all part and parcel of the program, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so now we're living in times where police literally have a target on their back. It's very, very difficult to get the number of police officers that we really need to properly patrol our streets and to keep us safe.
Yeah, who wants the job, Kevin?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, it's a thankless job. And we have a lot of, you know, organizations like BLM, you know, premier amongst them, who denounce police officers and all law enforcement, really. And it's just, it's one of, you were at a time in our history where, we're going to look back and just really scratch our heads and say, my goodness, what happened to us? How did we just completely lose our minds and lose our souls during this era?
And you're exactly right.
We'll actually be able to look back and reflect on this with our senses. And it won't be a time where we actually completely, you know, we actually completely go downhill from here. I think we'll actually see a turnabout, and we'll come to our senses. But you know, time will tell. But you know, I think
corporations
actually stop supporting BLM to the level that they have and start to denounce them in some ways and say, look, you know, we've supported you thus far, but you know, with what you what we see right now with the targeting of police officers and your sort of ginning and piling on to the grief and the suffering of these families, it's unacceptable to us as a corporation. We can't continue to support you. We also see that you're a Marxist organization. We can't continue to support you. I'd love to see our corporations get a spine and get, you know, and stand flat-footed and start to push back. There's many more with them if they were to do that than against them. And we haven't seen that yet.
Well, I think in the final analysis, what we're seeing is that the wokistas have taken over corporate America, this, you know, woke idea and everything like that, that has proven so destructive. I mean, even for the Democratic Party, because they seem to be the standard bearer of it more than anything. And you've got Democratic leaders who have said, you know, you got to give that up. I mean, this is dangerous. This is going to imperil the party. And, you know, look what's going on, you know, with the polling and everything. People are starting to wake up to the reality. I think, you know, what has to take place here, Kevin, and you said something rather profound, and that is the soul of America. We have some people, by analysis, have said that America has lost its soul. We've become soulless. Mm-hmm. And that is really sad. And think about it. So what it requires, you know, because for a democracy to reign, you know, our founding fathers said it is designed, our Constitution is designed for a moral and just people, and particularly a moral people. And we have let go, like you said, we've let go of our morals, and we've lost our soul in the process. The Constitution is imploding on itself to the degree that people are now just saying very casually, I mean, they're hearing and it's being echoed out of the halls of academia and throughout the culture that, hey, you know, that Constitution thing, it's all old, it's outdated, let's move on.
Yeah.
You know, really? I mean, but the thing is that, and it's no wonder that we have the lawlessness that is running so rampant, because we don't have order, and you can't have one without the other. You've got to have both. You have to have law and order. If you want order, you got to have law.
That's right.
And that's what it is. We've got a lot of disorder going on, so how much more can you put up with this? And the people need to understand that law and order, you know, like it or not, is, you know, comes from God Almighty. He is the one that established it. And so until this country, as an individual movement, as an individual thing, starts to decide that, look, I'd much rather have law and order and have it God's way instead of our way or my way or BLM's way, we're going to continue on this until, you know, God only knows what, how many more children, young, innocent kids lying in their bed or in the back of cars have to be shot before we realize that we've had enough of this madness, right?
Absolutely. Law and order is the backbone of a civil society. We absolutely need a civil society in order for all of us to survive and have a meaningful life. So I'm hopeful that we'll all fully embrace that. I want to encourage your listeners to please come and visit us at everyblm.com. Everyblm.com. There's lots of resources out there, opportunities to partner with us and support us and come alongside of all of our works, because all of our works are good and meaningful and righteous and just. And we're hopeful
exactly.
To have new friends here.
Well, Kevin and every BLM, ladies and gentlemen, like us, as I said when we first started the conversation, our goal and our focus is on the truth. We're pursuing the truth no matter what. Now, we're not claiming perfection because we're only humanoids, okay? But that is what is ahead of us, and that's what our focus and target is. Kevin McGarry, thank you.
No matter.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Down,
talk soon.
Product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and movement patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase.